Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, Radio Family. Thank you for joining me as we continue on in a message. We've been on a practical bent last week as well as this week, and that is goal setting, which also involves faith stretching. So we'll get to that. But yesterday, along with the review, we were just looking at why people don't set goals. And we just looked at the first one, and that is a lack of spiritual understanding. Someone might say, well, I just trust the Lord. I live my life just trusting the Lord moment by moment and trusting Him to lead me. Well, that sounds well, except as we look in the Word of God, we see that God had goals that He imparted to His servants. For example, I gave Noah. God had a goal that mankind could be saved because He was going to wipe out that current wicked generation that was living on the face of the earth. So He had a goal for Noah, and that was to build an ark. God had a plan for Abraham. He would have an heir, his own son, and He wanted a godly wife for him. And so Abraham's servant Eliezer was sent to secure a wife from his family. And we looked at Moses. He had a goal to bring out the people of Israel. Joshua had a goal to bring the Israelites into the promised land. Jesus had a goal, and that was to fulfill the Father's will. He set His face steadfastly toward Jerusalem. And then finally, as an example, we shared some of Paul's desires in Philippians, the third chapter, verses 7 through 14. And basically, he said he wanted to know the Lord. He wanted to know Jesus and the power of His resurrection. And also, he didn't want to look at the past. I mean, he had a very illustrious past. He had a great scholarly training. But he was focused on the future. He wanted to reach forth to the things that were before. And he was exerting all of his attention, his concentration, his energies to the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. And so basically, there is not a conflict. We can certainly trust the Lord day by day, His momentary leading, asking Him as we finish one task, oh Lord, what would you want me to do next? But still, there's an overarching vision, an overarching purpose, and specific goals within that objective, because a goal is simply an end toward which you're going to expend effort and concentration to achieve the objective that you want, or the Lord's objective. So there's no conflict. In fact, it's a way of really organizing your time, and you're not stressed, you're not frustrated, running around in circles. So we have to understand setting goals is definitely a spiritual, scriptural exercise, if you will, led by the direction of the Lord. One of the reasons also people don't set goals is fear. When you think about it, I mean, facing the future seems a little scary. The future is uncertain. We don't know what the future holds. And so sometimes we can choose not to face the future with goals or stay away from positive action because of cynicism, because of just an unwillingness to look at and obviously that's conditioned by our past experience. And then, of course, also fear of failure. And sometimes the fact that a person has not achieved past goals in the time that they wanted, or perhaps hadn't yet achieved them, that they just don't want to set any more goals. And we've all, you know, joined the club, we've all been there. Everyone has failed. Look at the great inventors of the last century and a half. How many times did Edison fail, right? But they kept at it. So don't ever let a fear of failure prevent you from establishing a goal, the things that you feel God would have you strive toward. And then what's another reason? Third reason? Well, people are just lazy and apathetic. They simply don't want to. It takes much too effort to look at life and make decisions. And unfortunately, a lot of the mentality today, unfortunately, a lot of it in the younger generation, is they just want somebody to take care of them. Yeah, if somebody takes care of you, it just makes life a whole lot easier. And of course, that's what godly parents do for children. But the point is, children should grow up. Once they reach maturity, they should learn the importance of taking care of themselves and eventually taking care of others. If they marry, have a family, that's the normal growth process for a healthy individual. God doesn't want somebody else doing stuff for you, but that we should be doing something for someone else. That's His plan. Now, of course, there are situations where someone is disabled in some capacity, and that's different, of course. And for the reasons like that, there's been a social welfare system that's developed. And it's a wonderful thing for those who validly and genuinely need assistance and help. But many have taken advantage of that just so they, don't have to work. And that is, Jesus said in the Word, or the Holy Spirit said, if a man doesn't work, he shouldn't eat. And obviously that refers to sound-minded and able-bodied men. Of course. All right. So we're looking at reasons why people don't set goals: lack of spiritual understanding, fear, lazy and apathetic, and also that they don't know how to set goals. Well, that's what we were, looking at last week. You have to look at your values, because it's out of your values, that which is important to you, that will determine what your priorities are. What's the most important thing? Is your walk with the Lord important? If you're married, the welfare of your spouse, or if you had children, the family. Then once you look at those values and priorities, then you can set goals. And the thing about a goal, it doesn't have to be scary, but it's just it's specific. It generally has a time frame that you can measure and monitor. Okay, I realize I'm just dealing in generalities, but let's look at an example, because we can all relate to examples. Suppose as the new year approaches, you have a desire, one of your spiritual goals, if you will, you would like to read the Bible through in a year. Well, there are many ways, there are many Bible reading plans that are out there. In fact, for years now, I've ordered a Bible reading calendar that enables the partners, I send it to the partners, that they can read through the Bible in a year's time. And there's sections from the Old Testament, the New Testament, Proverbs, and Psalms every day. Well, that's a measurable goal. And if you follow the guidelines of that Bible reading calendar, you will accomplish your overarching goal, and that is to read through the Bible in a year. But to be successful, you have to do that every day. Now, I've done that. Sometimes you just are not able to do it in a day. So what I do is the second day, the next day I have a chance, I make up reading for the day before that I didn't read, and as well as the current day. So I can, and you don't want to get far behind. It's a little overwhelming when you've got to catch up for a whole week. I've done that, but I do it. So anyway, that's just an example of setting goals. And then another reason people don't form a goal or goals is that they're discouraged. They can feel so defeated because of past failures. That's on the basis of past life experience. They feel like giving up. They feel useless, pointless. They can't succeed in anything. Well, that's a lie from the devil. And believe me, beloved, if you don't nip discouragement, which will bring depression, the past will destroy your future. And that's a very powerful thought, because God wants us, His mercies are new every morning. He is a faithful God. And if you have no goals or plans for your life, then you have no life purpose. And what you need to do is seek healing from God, from the pain and the sorrow and the discouragement of the past, and go on with your life. In fact, if some of you are listening and you've gone through that, you just feel so defeated, let's pray right now. Father, you see the heart of everyone who's joining me in prayer. Lord, they've had failures and hurts and setbacks in the past, and they're just gun-shy. They don't want to have priorities. They don't want to have goals. But Father, we know that goals are scriptural. We see that in the Word of God. So, Father, right now I rebuke the work of the enemy. I pray for healing of memories, that, Lord, your comfort, your healing anointing and salve will go into those wounds and give them fresh hope, fresh faith, Lord, that it is your desire for them to have life, that life and that life more abundantly. So I rebuke the work of the enemy that would deprive them of hope and faith and joy with a forward look for the future. I rebuke that in Jesus' name. And Lord, I pray for the joy of the Lord, which is their strength. Lord, so many have gone around feeling so defeated and so discouraged. They're just going through life, going through the motions. But God, right now, in the name of Jesus, I take authority over that lie of the devil, and I lose them into newness of life and the anointing to destroy every yoke of the past, that they'll go forth with new hope and new faith and new encouragement, new courage to do the things that you've called them to do, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Well, we could pray a whole lot longer, but the Lord heard that cry, the sincere heart's cry, your heart's cry. And so we can thank Him that He's going to provide answers and strength and courage and anointing, that you can go forth in a new measure with new vision and new plans and new victories. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. Well, I love you. Thank you for joining me. And we've just looked at the negative reasons why people don't set goals. So tomorrow we're going to start on why we should set goals. I'll share three things with you. Thank you for joining me. If you have prayer needs, I invite you to write. The announcer will share our contact information. Till tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.